never filtered, always fun.
I'm in the washroom. There's a guy in the stall.
Crunch?
Oh, yeah. Yelling at his wife about who's picking the kids up at soccer.
That guy is he's the front runner for the Hart Trophy right now.
This is Overdrive with Hayes, Noodles, and the O-Dog on TSN 1050.
Final hour of what has been a brilliant afternoon. We're live at the Barry Molson Center. It is Overdrive night with the Barry Colts. And we're at the Horsepower Bar in the Barry Molson Center. You can come meet us for your chance to win tickets to the box to hang out with the boys. Brought to you by Scotiabank. It's Colts Greyhounds.
Tell the fans and the listeners for the 6 p.m. hour of the big news that happened with Coach Dale Hawerchuk.
I mean, I'm a humble guy, so I don't generally like to circle back on news that pertains.
I'll circle back on
something. Double down
on the whole time I've worked with you. You've torched professional athletes for returning back to their franchise and signing a one-day contract. And today you did what?
I signed a one-day contract back with the Barry Colts.
I love it.
I'm officially a Colt again. I'm a member of the organization. I'm a big shooter. I can get things done around here if I need to.
I love it.
And now it makes me realize I was wrong.
You're
wrong. I was wrong. So I want to issue an apology to all those athletes who signed one-day contracts that I
would have
ridiculed.
Punched you right in the groin if you said to Dale Hawerchuk, I don't believe in those things. Take it back.
Like, actually,
did you think about it?
I got to be honest. I was thinking about my own credibility and could I turn this into a bit. Imagine I said no, guy,
what
and I turned it down.
No, I'm good. You Larry David.
You gave Hawerchuk a no guy?
A no guy to Dale Hawerchuk.
Sorry, Dale. I'm good, thanks.
Not happening. I refuse.
I don't believe in that, and I refuse to do it.
That would have put you at legendary status.
That would have got us out of this restaurant and out of the building.
Yeah, honestly, that's what I was more concerned about, is that we're all up here. We want to go to the game tonight. We got people out here hanging out. If I throw the no guy at Dale Hawerchuk about signing the one-day contract, maybe they just say, okay, how about this for a no guy?
Yeah.
You're not coming tonight.
Exactly.
You're out. Get the hell out of Barrie.
They kicked you out of the building.
Go back to Toronto, you scum. And they sent us down the 400. I mean, that could have potentially happened.
We would have still stayed.
You guys could have stuck around. That's right. I would
have
been
kicked out.
That would
have been quite the show.
I would have been kicked out. So I signed my one-day contract, and I immediately rescind all of my hot takes of the past.
Well, which one? I remember you really screaming and barking about, I think it was Donovan McNabb.
Yeah, McNabb re-signed with the Eagles. Mike Medano, I think, re-signed in Dallas.
Eric Cole just did it with Carolina.
Cole did it in Carolina. I think it's the most ridiculous thing in pro sports. But in amateur junior sports, very different story.
In Barry, it is front and center.
Very, very different rules and regulations.
Now we're going to push for your picture to be on the wall.
The Wall of Fame.
Yes.
At the Horsepower Bar and Grill. All of the NHLers that played here in Barry and made it.
I don't think you go on that
wall.
And
if you continue to bring it, though, how about the key to the city?
That is attainable, I think.
I think a key to the city would after this big night.
I think you top out at possibly hosting a golf tournament.
Really?
The after thing. I think that's as big as you get in
Barry. I don't think it's getting much bigger than this. I think they've had their fun. We've had our fun.
And it's over.
No, but you're going to host.
Probably over.
You can parlay this into something, I believe.
I'll try. I'm willing to do whatever I have to do. How about Larry Tannenbaum? Apparently he's got a new gig. He has been unanimously elected the chairman of the NBA Board of Governors. And we're going to get to our turkey dump segment in just a moment. But you know Larry Tannenbaum a little bit.
Very much so.
Like, it's really strange that he has been such a primary figure in this city for over a decade, and he has been a part owner of one of the worst stretches in team history, and yet everyone's like, I love Larry Tannenbaum. Everyone you hear from says he's the nicest guy,
right.
He treats people well.
Seems like it.
But why is it that Tannenbaum never
You know what? He is a nice guy. I sat beside him and Gordie Howe at a luncheon one day, and he said, Jeff, you know, what are you up to, this and that? And I said I was raising money for my nephew. He has Down syndrome, and he said, you call my assistant and make sure that I will send a donation, and he did, and he's just He's just that good a guy.
Right.
Really.
And it's weird, though, because...
And he's not that owner that he'll come up to you and you'll have just a normal conversation like regular guys. See, you don't have to act a certain way. You don't have to fake it or bluff it. You can talk like you normally talk. He's just a good guy.
But was he the guy who you considered to be the owner? Like, when you were there, the teachers were still owning the team, I'm assuming.
He was
so he
the
had,
figurehead that you're like, this guy is the owner of the
that
team.
That guy's the owner. But he's got a minority ownership, right? Like, Bell and Rogers own whatever it is, 70, 85% of the team.
He's still kicking around in there.
But you don't see or you don't think of Bell and Rogers as much as you think of Tannenbaum. Yeah. Yet
he's the face.
When things go wrong, just no one ever brings up Tannenbaum. It immediately goes to Bell and Rogers. And prior to that, it goes to the teachers. He's almost got the perfect setup. Things are going right, Tannenbaum's the man. Things are going wrong, go talk to the majority owners.
And for the most part, I might be mistaken, but if I can remember correctly, he didn't run and hide when those teams were garbage. He sat in a seat, he watched the games,
yeah,
and it was pathetic to watch, and he did it.
It was very, very difficult to watch.
I'm just reading that.
People throwing jerseys on the ice. And
yeah, that's true. It was nasty. I'm just reading he's worth $1.5 billion.
Oh, yeah. He's got money.
$1.5 billion. He'll be all right.
He's got some dough. His house is just redonk.
I've met him a few times, and he's always been a classy, quality individual. So if you have that type of clout and you conduct yourself, obviously he's a very smart businessman. People migrate to that. Has he been involved with the Raptors just other than a...
I guess. I mean, he's obviously got connections throughout the NBA.
Right.
They looked at him. Now, a lot of times, these votes are a formality. They know what the outcome's going to be before they even take the vote. But someone had to say, you know who the guy is, or the guy that should be kind of overseeing all these meetings and everything?
Right.
That guy up in Toronto, Larry Tannenbaum. So, I guess congrats to Larry.
Yes.
He's got a new gig. All right, Bob McKenzie will join us in about 15 minutes. I don't know how did we stumble across the turkey dump and the...
Well, we're talking about putting on weight in college.
No, you talked about it. You brought this idea to my attention. I didn't understand. Did you know about it?
I'd never heard
that expression before. When you go to college and you return for Thanksgiving, a lot of times people get turfed by their significant other because...
Right.
They're realizing there's a whole new world out there. It might be difficult to stay faithful, whatever the reason may be. And they call it the turkey dump.
The turkey dump.
You get...
I don't know about that one.
One
you know
more
what
time,
we need?
Maybe?
No. No, you know what we need?
That's a no-go.
Is that your sting, Mullen?
That is brutal.
No, Mullen's
got to
pull this.
Man.
You gotta
You're
pull
getting
the sound.
A turkey dump.
Hold yeah, on. You are getting a
He's
turkey dump.
He's got to pull the sound from WKRP, where Arthur Carlson says... I swear, I thought turkeys could fly.
All right, Mullen.
Because that
find
is
it.
A turkey dump, isn't it?
Yeah,
it was a
technically,
turkey dump.
I guess. Well, what a turkey dump is, again, just essentially broke it down for you. But let's say you grow up in Toronto. You go to high school together, grade 12, OAC, whatever it is now. You two are dating. And then she goes to Guelph. You go to McGill. The first time you come home, if you leave town, is Thanksgiving. First week, second week of October, generally speaking, one of those two people, if not both, agree a turkey dump has happened.
You know why?
As soon as I moved to junior. I just picked up the phone. I was like, no.
What are we thinking?
No guy.
What are we doing?
No guy.
You know what it really stings, though, is when the one person stays in the hometown while the other person goes away.
Yes.
And the person staying in the hometown is like, I can't wait to see you. I've been waiting for you. And then he or she returns, and they're like, you wouldn't believe what I've been doing
at
university.
I was going to say, they've already been cheating and acting
up. Oh, it's just
up.
Ridiculous. So anyway, we decided, based on that, turkey dump, who in the NHL, whether it's a fan base, a coach, a player, a team, who may receive a turkey dump, essentially a shot out of left field?
I think the optimistic Montreal Canadiens fans could possibly be getting a turkey dump in the next 2 to 3 weeks. And have an understanding that their team might not be very good this season. I understand preseason, you can't make too much of a big deal about that. But when you're 0-6 and the problems are coming up, can't score, can't defend, can't skate, can't move the puck. In hockey terms, those are big-time issues. And you do not survive like that. In a game that's getting faster and faster, and it's about puck movement, foot speed, moving pucks into different zones. You can't play like that. And for the first time, I don't think they can rely on Carey Price to say, you know what, you saw a little bit of it last night. You got up 2-1, you're just going to sit back, you got Carey Price back there. They will not win hockey games like that, and they are going to get a gobble-gobble turkey dump.
I think
that was the best segment I've ever done.
I know, but pretty solid.
I still think the Canadians are going to make the playoffs. I'm calling.
You're
it
calling
today.
Your shot right yeah. now.
You're reverse dumping on my turkey.
Yeah, no,
I mean, it sounded great, but it just may not come true.
He just told you to stuff that turkey.
Yes,
because that ain't happening.
Stuffed the turkey.
Here's one that is a realistic turkey dump. Joe Sakic.
Oh.
I mean, what the hell's going on in Colorado?
Burnaby Joe. He's going back to Burnaby, and someone is going to
You might as
have...
well throw Matt Duchene into the turkey dump, because he might still be a Colorado Avalanche.
Well, if he is, then that's
he's
not
scrambling
going.
Right now. He doesn't have a dump.
No, I got one. I thought of one on
but
the
hold
fly,
on here. I need
brilliant.
To continue to chip away here, because Joe Sakic has to do something to turn this organization around. And a lot of people believe, and he did, get rinsed on the Ryan O'Reilly deal.
That's his own fault.
Right.
He made the trade.
Patrick Waugh, as much as I took shots at him when he left, he saw a sinking ship and said, I'm
good
out.
On you, Patrick Waugh. I would hire
back,
him.
In hindsight, I'm looking back at it, he bailed on something that he didn't like what was going on. He's got to deal with Matt Duchene, but he also has to deal with what's going on with that organization because, yeah, you bought him out. They haven't been trying to bought him out. That hasn't been a rebuild there. They've got young players there.
Yep.
They've got to turn it around.
Yeah, so you're calling that he is going to get shown the door at some point this year.
It's
going to
be a turkey dump for him.
Thinner ice. Yeah.
If his name was Joe Stevens, it would be a lock. The only thing
he would have been dumped on a long time ago.
He's the legend of all legends in that market, and it's an owner that I'm not sure how much they really he pays attention to the team to begin with. I haven't heard great things about ownership in Denver.
If his name was Greg Sherman, do you remember Greg Sherman used to be the GM of the Colorado?
And then they treated him, knew who the hell he was.
They treated him like Milton from Office Space. They said, you're going into storage room B.
We're
going
to need you to take your stapler and go down to the third floor.
Sakic and Waugh came in and said, Milton, storage room B, take your stapler, and I don't think we've ever heard from him again.
Exactly. All right.
I've got a turkey dump.
All right.
And this one's close to the heart. I have lived in the city of Toronto my whole life, outside of a few months where I was in Barrie, Ontario,
right,
and in Halifax for school. But my whole life, there have been pessimistic and negative Maple Leaf fans. And quite frankly, I have been a part of that crew for a long, long time. Because
you had no choice. You
that is what they've always supplied me with. They've always supplied me with a team that leads me stepping back and saying, I got to be negative here. I got to be pessimistic.
Right, right.
Negative, pessimistic Leaf fans are getting a turkey dump this
really?
Year.
Really?
Because they're the real deal. I'm calling it right now. They're going to win the division. I think they're the best team in the division. And I think if you are negative, if you're pessimistic, if you're trying to poke holes in this team, you are coming home for Thanksgiving. And you're getting turkey dumped.
Hit the gobble, Mullen.
No, he's already
sleeping.
Deleted
he's
it.
Sleeping.
No, because we called him out for
we
you.
Badgered
know
him. We badgered Mullen.
He's
so
probably
he's
searching
such an idiot
for better
here.
Audio.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are, Mullen.
Worst thing you've ever made in your life.
No, God.
How do you think? What do you think about that turkey dump?
That was a good turkey dump.
Are you guys on board with that? What are you taking? What do you make of the hot take? I got them winning the division.
Certainly realistic, just based on the logic that we were talking even earlier in the 4 o'clock hour, and even off air, just saying, even Ray concurred because you're trying to figure out what team. The only thing that I would challenge is November is a far, when we're talking Thanksgiving U.S., that's only 20 games in, so a lot of things can change by then. That's the only thing. If we were talking March, and you were locked in and we'd seen so many things, that's
I'm just talking in general what they have, what I think they're all about. I think there are going to be Leaf fans who are always a little bit nervous. I understand the nerves, but I'm telling you, I think you are going to be left at the altar this year. I think they're the real deal.
There is one more franchise that's going to take a turkey dump, and it's going to start at 7:30 p.m. tonight. The Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds.
Yes. Yes. They are going to get spanked
yes.
tonight.
turkey style.
Don't forget, tonight is Overdrive night with the Barry Colts. We're live at the Horsepower Bar in the Barry Molson Center. Come check us out between now and the top of the hour. You can win tickets to the box brought to you by our friends at Scotiabank. We announced earlier that Tiffany and Michelle, or Tyler and Michelle, will be up there with us. Sean and Chris. Sean and Chris will also be joining us.
Tiffany and Michelle, huh?
Oh, my goodness.
Tyler.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm trying to read so many different things.
Tyler and Michelle.
It's
Tyler
a big Michelle night for me, all right?
I'm
overly
nervous.
Emotional.
You know what? He's starting to get nervous because the clock is running. The guys are going to be out for warm up soon.
Yep, they'll be warming up real soon. Tyler and Michelle and Sean and Chris.
Gotcha.
A four-pack will be up there in the box with us. We're dropping the puck tonight. Morgan Frost, our buddy Andy, his kid's going to be in the building tonight playing for the Greyhounds. I hope he has like 4 or 5 points, but they lose.
Is Morgan going to be around, you think?
I think he's playing
tonight.
I'd
like to say hello to him.
He's off to a pretty good start. As for Andy, I don't know. We'll see. I'm sure Andy's aware that we're up here. If he's coming up,
he'll
shoot us a note.
Say hello.
Bob McKenzie, our hockey insider, will join us. We'll get his take on the three turkey dumps we put on the line.
Maybe he has a turkey dump. We'll get Bobby Mack to come up with his own insider turkey dump.
Wow.
Next. What a night it's going to be. What a night. We're live at the Barry Molson Center.
Randy.
Larry. You just immediately go to Larry.
Yeah.
Any guy you meet, you're like, that guy's name is Larry.
No, it's Randy.
Randy.
Randy has a Hayes warm-up jersey on.
And that is authentic and legit.
Really? And he tried to confirm or deny that Dan Girardi was displaced by this gentleman.
This gentleman just came up to me. His name's Randy. What's his last name?
Sampson.
Randy Samsonite, and he said, if it wasn't for Bud Stefanski, I would be sitting here with Dan Girardi hosting the show.
That's a fact. That's a fact. I got
so you're that guy. You're that no-talent bum that claims the coach screwed you over job.
That's right. I'll bet you McKenzie will confirm that, too.
Why would Bob say that Bob, what's his name,
Bud Stefanski? Well, I don't know if he's going to say anything about him.
Coach?
Sounds like one.
I don't know. He was
okay. You don't want to.
I mean, what am I going
to
say?
Bud Stefanski has a lot of Ronnie Rolston ring to it.
Did he wear, like, gardening gloves on the ice?
No, he had a few meltdowns, though, man. I remember being in his building at, like, 5:30 in the morning.
For practice?
For practice, and then running stairs in your equipment. It was
I
one
think
of those.
Every junior kid experiences it. Get to the rink at 5:30.
The worst.
We had to run the stairs after a Rogering one night. Like, we lost, like, 10-1. We had to run the stairs in our gear in front of the fans on the way out. It was embarrassing.
We ran around the building in our gear. Around the building. Like, kids we went to school with are driving by. They're like, you guys are losers. All right, here's Bob McKenzie, our TSN Hockey Insider. What's happening, Bob?
Bud Stefanski's a legend, absolutely. I think he's a Peterborough guy, and he had a real storied minor league career in the American Hockey League and was around the O for a long time, so there you go.
That's right.
After he ruined Hayes' career, he flushed out. Is that correct?
Pretty much, yeah, exactly. Well, how do you recover from that?
Exactly. Wow, no kidding. I mean, what's that on your resume?
Here's the only thing I want to know. I only want to know one thing about tonight. Now, let me get this straight. So you guys are in the Horsepower Lounge or whatever it's called there, ready for the big game tonight, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So there might be a cocktail or two had before the game, correct?
Potentially, maybe.
Okay, potentially. Okay, good. Now, let me get this straight. There are members of the listening audience, i.e. the public, who are earning a right to come and sit with you guys and watch the game tonight, correct?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay, so what is the over-under on O-Dog calling one of these 10 people a loser before halfway through the second period? When they start getting into the drinks, and you guys have been in the drinks, and some guy decides now that he's O's best friend, how long before he gets, right, Jeffy?
Agitated?
It takes about 3 minutes for me to get into loser talk mode.
Yeah. I've got to be honest, Bob. I was on with Landsberg this morning, and they asked me, like, are you nervous about dropping the puck? Jersey guy, whole nine. I said, I'm not nervous about that. I'm nervous about the interaction with Jeff O'Neill and everyone else in that suite.
What you guys are acting like I embarrassed you both in numerous occasions.
No, not embarrassed. Not embarrassed. I'm just, I'm never embarrassed by that.
What are you talking about? I don't do any.
I'm a realist. I'm a realist. That's how I live my life. I think it's a realistic chance that O will have zero time for somebody who's had 50 Ryan Cokes and walks up to him.
Is that unreasonable to say?
If somebody has 50 no. Ryan Cokes and is slobbering pizza all over my suit, then I got an issue with it. Is that bad of a thing?
No, we're not saying it's a bad thing. We didn't say it was good or bad. We're just saying that it's a possibility. And in fact, I'll be curious to see if you finish the whole game in the box or whether you go home. Yeah.
That's probably a better question, because we're going to be out there on the ice, I think, for like a wing eating contest.
No, we're not.
We're not going to partake in it.
No, we're not going out there.
We're going out on the ice.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I already sent the email. We're not doing
that. Now you're getting hourly with me. Like Bob's talking about a guy in the box in 3 hours.
I made it very clear we're not partaking in
We're not eating. We're just judging.
No, we're not going,
okay,
period.
Well, it's a part of my one-day contract. I'm obligated to be out there.
Yeah.
Okay, look what you started, Bob.
No, I'm not going, so you go.
Thanks, Bob.
Sometimes it's better to get the contract disputes done, taken care of early, as opposed to after the fact. So I don't want you guys getting sued for breach of contract. It would be better to try and sort it out before you get out there, and that's kind of my job here.
Okay.
Well, we've got another job for you, because we came up with a new segment called the Turkey Dump, and we're going to apply it to the National Hockey League. So around Thanksgiving, and we'll call it American Thanksgiving, 20 games into the season, what player, what general manager, what organization, anything, could receive a turkey dump?
I usually don't play those reindeer games, because it's usually poor Greg gets the assignment for the season preview. So give us the 10 guys on the hot seat. Who's the first coach that's going to be fired? And we're like, come on, we got to talk to these guys. And so now we've got somebody who's going to be in a real tough spot. Well, I can tell you who's, forget Thanksgiving. I mean, the first few weeks or months of the season for the Montreal Canadiens, based on solely, if nothing else, just on how preseason's gone, not having won a game. And I never pushed the panic button on bad preseasons. But nevertheless, when you've completely overhauled your defense, when 3 years ago you had P.K. Subban and Yemelin and Markov and Petrie and Beaulieu was your core five guys on the blue line, and in the space of the better part of 2 to 3 years, there's only Petrie left over, and so it's going to be important for Montreal to get off to a good start and for Claude Julien to try and make these guys greater than the sum of their parts. And the preseason's been a concern, and I know Montreal fans are freaking out, and I guess rightfully so to a point. But I want to see what Claude does with this team when the puck drops for real. And they haven't had Schlemko in their lineup yet. He's been injured. He's getting close to coming back. They haven't had all six of the guys that are going to be their defensemen in the lineup at the same time. So let's at least give them some breathing room here. And once they start winning or losing regular season games, then we can decide whether they need the turkey dump or not.
Any of your boys ever deal with the turkey dump, Bobby? They go to college or they go away and then they come back for a weekend and they just get the dump? They either dump the girl or the girl dumps them?
No, I'm not even going to get into it. There's a funny story there, but I probably should. Discretion's the better part of valor.
Who should we reach out to, Mike or Sean?
He got gassed, didn't he?
No, I'm not going there.
Well, either way, that's how we figure this out. Because Hayes was talking when he went away to college. Like, that's usually what happened. I didn't go away to college.
You guys never had to worry about it. You went away to the NHL.
I had to drop a turkey bomb. I told you, first weekend in the O, I was like, oh, you got to go.
Moving on to bigger and better things.
Yeah,
I hear you. Yeah, we went around the table. O said Montreal. Noodles was focused on Colorado.
I just said Joe Sakic has to be at some point, what's going on there type of thing.
Like, what's the relationship between him and the owner? I mean, he Sakic, obviously it has not worked out, needless to say, but he's such a legend there. I mean, they must handle that kind of a decision differently than the average GM and president.
Yeah, I would think so. I would think so. And I mean, you know, having said that, and I reported this, we reported this last season, when my understanding is when the Colorado Avalanche asked for permission to talk to Kyle Dubas from the Toronto Maple Leafs, and I think ostensibly to head up their hockey operations, I'm not sure. I think it was done more on ownership than Sakic and the group that were there. But this is a pivotal time for them. They need to at least show that they're starting to reel it in, and that they didn't, you know, that they bottomed out last year, and that things are going to start getting better. They've got some good young players. That Tyson Jost, if he's healthy, and he has been banged up a little in the preseason, he's a Rookie of the Year candidate. He's a real, really good hockey player. I look for big things from Tyson Jost. I can't imagine that Colorado could be as bad as they were last year, but if they are, you guys are right. And in those situations, ownership, they look at it, they recognize it's Joe Sakic, but it's also a results-oriented business, and this is the year when they need to start trending back in the other direction.
With Bob McKenzie, our TSN Hockey Insider, we're live at the Barry Molson Center, Colts Greyhounds tonight, and we were just saying earlier, it's great to be in a rink like this. It's such a cool junior rink. It has a junior feel to it. It's a junior town. You've been in so many rinks over your lifetime, NHL rinks, international rinks, junior rinks, local rinks. I mean, how would you compare? What type of rink is your favorite rink to walk into?
I like the really old barns. I like the really classic old barn, and it actually looks like a barn. So in Barrie, the rink you guys are in, it's a cool spot. Love it. But if you want a real good rink in Barrie, you go to the Dunlop Arena.
Right.
And, you know, that was the famous rink where I called two stick measurements in Minor Adam, but that's another story. But, you know, where my son played his junior hockey, the St. Mike's Arena. You know, that's St. Michael's College Arena in Toronto. That's a great barn. Where my son Mike played college hockey, Appleton Arena. But a lot of the great places, one of the things I loved about watching my son play college hockey was getting to go to so many great rinks. So you go to Yost, University of Michigan, that's cool. Munn Arena, the Lina Skating Rink in Cornell, Hobie Baker Arena in Princeton, the rink in Yale, Ingalls Arena. It's shaped like they call it the whale. Like, it's got a really unique architecture, and I love old arenas. Scarborough Arena, where I played peewee hockey, and when Mike played for the St. Mike's Buzzers, and we're going to play Wexford, which was a great junior A rivalry in Toronto, going to old Scarborough Arena, and which was the coldest rink I ever played in. And it's this never-ending list of places, but for me, it's the older the better, and the more tradition, and I really like those old barns.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Yeah. I mean, there's so many in Toronto. I haven't been going to them for so long, but Ted Reeve and North Toronto Arena. And I mean, you go down the list, every little neighborhood in the city's got its own rink that's been around for feels like 100 years. And they're always freezing. Like, they're so unbearably cold. Yet, that's hockey. I mean, that's the beauty of it, right?
Absolutely. You mentioned North Toronto Arena. I always remember, I the minor midget, I wasn't a good hockey player. I was like lower level crap. But Hayes was, I could only hope to aspire to be what Hayes was.
Thank you, Bob.
So anyways, I'm playing minor midget, which at the time was, if you weren't good enough to play a good midget team, you played minor midget. So I played on an independent minor midget team in the MTHL, which is now the Greater Toronto Hockey League, the GTHL. Anyways, we were playing against this team, North Toronto, the North Toronto Panthers, and they played out in North Toronto Arena, and they were a fearsome team. I mean, actually, Paul Gardner, who went on to the National Hockey League, actually played for that team in that particular year, but they wore all black. And when I mean all black, the socks were black with no stripes on them. The pants were black with no stripes on them. the sweater was all black, but there was a panther head on the front and maybe a little bar somewhere else. Black gloves, black helmet, and virtually two-thirds of the team were Italian guys who at the age of 15 were like fully mature with massive amounts of hair and beards and you name it. So I went into the me and my buddy were going in, we were playing them, and we were going into the pro shop to get our skate sharpened, and there was a guy in there that looked like he was 30 years old, and he's getting his skate sharpened. He's telling the guy behind the thing, he was like, I really feel like killing somebody tonight. I'm gonna thrash somebody. And so me and my buddy are laughing, and we're looking at him, and we're going, and we're laughing, oh man, I wouldn't want to be playing against that guy. He must be playing juvenile or intermediate. He was that old. And so the guy behind the counter says, what team are you playing? Oh, well, some team named Omar Steele. That was us. I was like, oh, no.
You're dead.
I was dead.
Joe Plasarchik.
Yeah. No, it wasn't so good. No, that wouldn't be good. Did you ever drive through from the East End to George Bell through the Stockyards?
Oh, man, my goodness. Yeah, absolutely. When I played Pee Wee hockey, Brad Park's dad, Bob Park, was our coach in Pee Wee. And we were in a little loop, again, you know, I played in the MTHL, but we were on the crappy side of it. It was us, Ted Reeve, Leaside, and East York. It was a four-team loop that was kind of separate from the real big boys like the Marlies and the Nats and everybody else. So we weren't very good, and we won our side. And at the end of the year, you had to play for the grand championship. So they took the winner of this little crappy loop with Scarborough Lions, which was me, Ted Reeve, East York, and Leaside, and we would have to play the champion from the MTHL. And in this case, it was the Marlies, and we had to play them at George Bell Arena. You want to talk about the slaughterhouses, and you want to talk about my goodness,
the stench was unbelievable.
The stench was bad, and so was what they did to us.
I can imagine. Great stuff, Bob, as always.
Great ride to Keele and St. Clair. You got to love it.
Yeah, right in the middle of the city. It was a grind.
Well, enjoy your day as a Barry Colt, and I'll forever remember you as a Vaughn Viper, but nevertheless.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah. Enjoy, and you behave yourself in the box tonight.
I always do, buddy. Yeah. I always
do. I'll keep him in line, Bob. I got it.
Because you are my life coach.
Got that right.
Don't forget.
And a life coach? You have to lead by example. I won't call one person a loser.
Other than us.
Have a good one, boys. Enjoy.
All right, Bob.
See you,
Thank
Bobby.
You. There's Bob McKenzie, your TSN Hockey Insider. Again, it's Overdrive Night with the Barrie Colts. We're live from the Horsepower Bar in Barrie at the Molson Center. We've been asking people to come down and meet us all afternoon to win tickets to hang out in the box with us, brought to you by Scotiabank. Final two winners, Alora and Brandon. We're locked and loaded.
Yes.
It is getting close. The boys will be out there for warm-up soon. Do they do that in the NHL where the home team gets to go out first?
5 minutes early.
Is that in the NHL too?
No. NHL is the same time.
Same time, but it used to be. I mean, when I was playing junior, we had to go out separately.
Yeah, but think about how crazy it is in the NHL. There's no refs in warm-up in the NHL.
I know.
It's just honor versus honor. Don't do anything stupid.
I don't know if there's refs out there for junior.
My first year at junior, I think I told you guys this, Dave Manson was a monster in Prince Albert. They had 10 mutants on their team. They came and took my net, and they made us skate just from the blue line in. So we had no net, and I was warming up against the boards.
What were they doing, having a three-on-three tournament?
Their backup goalie had another net against the boards and then their starter, and Mike Modano was on that team. And they just had these 10 monsters and then 10 star players.
Prison rules.
It was prison rules.
I bet you they won a lot of games, though.
They did, and the scary part was our tough guy like stood up in the room and was like, guys, don't you do a thing, because he knew he was going to get his face pounded in.
So he didn't want you guys to start something because then
he'd have to go. How good a junior was Mike Modano?
Scary.
Yeah, it must have
scary.
Been donkulous.
The jersey
But he
fly?
Played in Prince Albert, one of the grittiest. Like, the barn was the size of a shoebox.
I'm shocked he went there. I pegged him as a USA hockey
American guy playing in Prince Albert, Saskatchewan.
Guy looks like Rob Lowe. Like, he is Youngblood.
Yes.
Yeah.
He is Youngblood.
It was scary. He was unreal.
I'll bet you he's been to the Playboy Mansion before.
I would imagine.
I'll guarantee it.
Yes, yeah. He's probably dated people that...
I thought he married a Playboy.
He did, actually, now that you think about it.
Mike Medano, no, he married a golfer. He married
now,
a golfer.
Now, recently.
I'm
that
pretty
was his
sure...
first wife.
Yeah.
I believe he's been remarried.
I think Sam Rosen couldn't believe he just saw that, and it was Medano marrying potentially a Playboy model. We have to look that up. We'll we wouldn't want to accuse him of that.
No, but I know his wife now is Joe Micheletti's daughter.
That's right.
Who's a
Angela.
Pro golfer. But that's his second wife, I believe.
All right. We'll get to the bottom of it. We'll wrap up what has been a brilliant afternoon. We're live at the Barry Molson Center. Looking forward to the game tonight. We're going to be up in the box. We're dropping the puck. Best Bets brought to you by ProLine. Tee up the games tonight. We'll get to that next. I got to say, the music's been pretty good this afternoon.
It has been awesome. I think it reflects the city of Barrie. Randy over there, would you agree?
Yes.
You like the music that we've been playing this afternoon?
Good music. Yeah.
Randy's a fan.
I'm going to get some scoops on you through Randy.
Oh, yeah. You knew he was a slob, guaranteed.
Oh, yeah, believe me.
Like
I can't believe
underwear
he put up
on
with
the
me.
Floor.
Yeah, it wasn't good. It wasn't good.
Eating habits?
I wasn't the best.
No.
I wasn't the best, but they made incredible food, and they hooked me up
you were
in their billets.
You were tall and skinny back then, right?
Yeah,
you
I showed up at camp. I was 6'2", like 155 pounds.
And then you put a buck on. You were Bartolo at one point.
Like when I hit my
How about
peak,
Bart? He's going back to the playoffs.
The guy's money. Like
he'll get another contract next year.
If he wants to pitch again next year, Bartolo Colon will pitch.
He's a legend.
Next year. He's a living legend. He continues to perform.
Yeah.
And it's Minnesota and New York in the wild card game. It's just a matter of what ends up happening there. And if they can get through,
yeah,
I don't know if he's going to be on the playoff roster or not. I don't know what's going to happen.
Well,
I guess we'll see.
Either way, you put on 100 pounds.
Yeah, when I hit my peak.
When you hit your peak.
I was probably more than that. Like I was Bartolo from when I first showed up to junior. 10 years later, effectively Bartolo Colon. I just wasn't making 15
up
sheets
to the,
a year.
Up to the turkey dump, he put on 80 to 100 pounds
oh,
and
yeah.
then circled back.
Oh, yeah.
Then
like
got
when
skinny again.
When I first went to school, it was debauchery. Anyway.
I love it.
We've had a fun afternoon, and we want to thank everyone down here at the Barry Molson Center.
I mean, we talked to the coach. You signed a one-day contract.
Everyone
the
at the Horsepower
staff
Bar.
And everyone at Horsepower has been awesome.
Jim Pietta, who's a co-owner of the team, and he kind of runs the operation in here. We want to give a shout-out to Jim. He's really hooked us all up this
afternoon.
I think
he's first star.
I would say probably
we're going
first
back
star.
Under that segment, we'll throw the stars around. You got to have Jim as a first star.
Yep, I think so. So what are we expecting tonight when we drop the puck? We're dropping the puck in about 40 minutes.
I don't know if it'll be a standing
ovation. I like the prospects. I think Bobby had that Russian kid.
Sveshnikov, he's second on Bobby's list.
Second. So that means there should be an exceptional talent out there in the ice. For Craig and Bobby to talk about that kid in that fashion,
you know
must
what
be fun to
but
watch.
But he's going to be sitting on the bench going, who are these three stiffs dropping the puck? Let's get going.
Well, that is true because he doesn't know me, but he doesn't know you two either.
No.
He's a 17-year-old kid from Russia.
Nobody
he doesn't
knows.
Know you
they
two
don't know
are.
The history of the game. He just wants to play hockey.
Right. He's a beast. Apparently he's a big kid, really skilled winger. And like we said, McKenzie's got him second on his list after the Swedish defenseman. So we get
it's
to see
bad.
Him in action tonight.
I wish he was old school Russian, like smoked and drank like a fish.
Maybe. After tonight, if we get to meet him, maybe we can send him down a different path.
Yeah, you never know.
We'll be life coaches for Svechnikov. That'll get us
awesome.
Kicked out of this city pretty quickly,
exactly.
I would think.
Exactly.
Their crown jewel right now is this kid in this hockey
So we're
team.
Actually dropping the puck?
Like, I can't
he
tell
is.
If they're being serious or not.
He's dropping, and we're not
so
going to stand
So we're staying up there,
we're
and he's
stand
going up?
Behind
oh, we're all going
on
up
the
there
ice.
Together. We're linking arms.
We're not.
We're going to link arms and drop the puck.
No,
you're
we're
not.
Dropping the puck.
You're
we're
dropping
not going
the puck because it's Brian Hayes Appreciation Night.
It's
with
Overdrive
special guest
Night.
Overdrive.
Overdrive no. Night. We're looking forward to it. It should be a blast tonight, and credit to the O-Dog for floating out ideas for different songs to listen to today
yes.
that represent this city. And
I thought Mulse had a pretty good day back there.
Yeah, he
did.
He had the playlist locked down.
Yep. Hunt was doing his thing back there as well, as always. And
I didn't hear from him once today, so he was
I got a couple emails from him.
Oh, yeah, you're right. A couple emails.
Hunt did what he's supposed to do.
He does his job.
He's on
Mulse was useless, though. The turkey dump was an awful stink.
Awful stink.
Quiet, we'll get him to circle back on that.
This is the problem with Mullen. He's got control over all the sound bites,
exactly.
So he can make us sound like idiots whenever
Give
he
us
wants.
The Joe Plisarczyk. We want to hear it.
The Joe Plisarczyk theorem.
Tonight again, Overdrive night with the Barry Colts. We've been live at the Horsepower Bar in Barry at the Molson Center, asking people to come down and check it out. Winning tickets to hang out in the box with the boys tonight, and all of this brought to you by our friends at Scotiabank. My father-in-law is here. Who does he look like? Doug, turn around.
Randy Carlisle.
Who does that guy look like?
Randy Carlisle right there.
Randy Carlisle, ladies and gentlemen.
Good one,
Randy Carlisle's here.
Good one.
Good.
He's going to be up there hanging out in the box.
Are we just going to get tuned with your father-in-law?
I think we're going to have ourselves a pretty good night.
I love it.
We're off to drop the puck. Great stories tomorrow. We're out of here. We're back tomorrow at 4 p.m.
We'll chat then.
Having the time of his life.